The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, good morning. It's Joe on the radio. You guys are the best. You're the best. You're the best. I'm a, listen to this. Oh, this is Grand Funk Railroad. Mark Farner.
Everybody, listen to me.
As for my boomers. Hey, boomer.
Turn me my ship. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. Though I'm feeling mighty sick. I've been lost now, days uncounted, and it's months since I've seen home.
Great song, man. My college days. Look at that harmony. Come on, Grand Funk Railroad. Hey, I'm not too old, am I? But you know what? We got somebody on Twitter, Captain. Let me just see if I can find it. Oh, gosh. And thank you so much. Somebody said, hey, Joe, here, you and here's to you and the captain, and they sent out something. Yeah, classic as you are, Joe, and captain. We have a lot of military folks listening. Thank you for your service. We are proud to have you with us on the radio family. I'm your captain, closer to home, Grand Funk Railroad. Thanks for that suggestion. That comes from Matthew online. Thank you, Matthew. Appreciate that, man. That was a great idea. I just read it. I said, Al, real quick, last 2 seconds, get Grand Funk Railroad. And if you're younger, you're going, what are they talking about? They're great from the 60s, man. I'm telling you, the best music. I'm right. Am I right or wrong? The 60s. You got to rediscover.
It's one of those 10-minute songs you put on and you, well.
Yeah. Well, when I was on the radio in college, that was like, oh, I could take a break now. Inagata da Vida. Inagata da Vida was 11
Pink
minutes
Floyd.
Long.
That was a bathroom break. Okay, side one.
Oh, man. And then I would always I would work at stations where the records wore itself out. So when you went into it, you queue it up the record. You put a little pot. There was a thing in front. They called it the pot. Not smoke pot. No. It was the like a dial in the old days. Now everything is sliding on the board, very fancy schmancy. But a dial in the and you could click it to the left, boom, like all the way to zero, and then beyond zero to Q, and then you would hear in your studio what was happening, but it didn't go out over the air, so you would cue like the way a DJ does it, and you would cue it up, but invariably, the record would always get, like, beat up, so every time the record would start, it would be scratchy. Remember those days? Oh, yeah. Okay, all right. And I remember when Woodrow Wilson said, all right, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Oh, look at this. I didn't see Boris Johnson, and they had a baby over there. A British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his fiancée, Carrie Symons, are announcing the birth of a baby boy. How exciting is that? This guy beats COVID-19. The baby was born early Wednesday in a London hospital. Congratulations to the Prime Minister. Prime Minister Johnson, he's only this week back to work. Wow, after battling that ICU nasty COVID case, right? You saw that. This is great. Plus, I like the guy. Frankie, he's like 55 or something with a new baby, right? Is my man. That's my man right there, Boris Johnson. I like that. How old is his wife there, I guess?
Well, he's not married.
Good. That's good.
But, yeah, so he's 55. And Carrie Symons
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Carrie Symons is 32.
I know. I wish I had that guy's hair. That's all I ask. That's all I holding on to
plugs,
my.
What?
Speaking of which, Joe Borelli's with us this morning, who apparently let himself go bald.
He's not. The councilman is not truly bald. He shaved it down.
Yeah, I agree.
To like,
I agree.
Get the shaving cream, get the little razor, and go bald. If you're going to do it, don't do it halfway. Go the whole
thing. Get the topics. Get the stuff in your forehead.
No, no. Go bald. It's great. It's so easy. Please. With the mountain hair that I have on my head right now, I'm about to go bald again for the summer.
Did you call my ex who wanted you to go?
Oh, absolutely not. I'm not. No. I feel amazingly uncomfortable.
Now, don't say anything because I want to protect confidence. So I get called by... A gal.
Wait a minute. We revealed the person yesterday.
Right. I know, but somebody may have missed an hour of the show on it.
We're not Mike Francesa. The tapes didn't disappear. I mean, you know, they're out there. I mean, come on.
The 18 minute gap, you know?
Right, right. I mean, they're there.
Let's not talk about that now, Henry. Not now, Henry. So I said maybe my friend called. She was on the phone, and the other day, I told you about this, right? And she said some kind of physical stuff. She had got COVID-19. Right. So I said, well, Al's been through some battles. So I said, Al, would you? I said, no. I said to her, I said, and this is an ex who went on Lovely Gal, and you know, way back when. Oh, please, it's a whole thing. And then she went on to marry David Hasselhoff. We talked about that, which is great. Yeah. Who's a great guy. And, yeah. Oh man, can you imagine that? Going from me to Knight Rider, man. Come on,
that's great. That's really impressive.
That's a leap. You know, and then to Baywatch after that, boom, boom. It's like,
wish my ex girlfriends would marry some celebrities.
Oh, me too. I wish my exes would do the exact same thing. I mean, please, please. So I said, you know, she called and she was on the, and she really fought COVID-19 in a stellar fashion. That was tough how she got that. So I said, Al, now, and again, I don't want to reveal it. We revealed too much yesterday. We really did. So I'm going to pull back a little bit. But I said, Al, would you call my ex? And she's a nice gal, and just tell her what you went through. And he goes, what am I doing? What am I calling? It was hysterical. After the show, after we went off the air, I swear to goodness gracious, I could not stop laughing. I was hysterically because Al said, what am I doing now?
Right.
I gotta
so Joe call says, you. Here's how you do it. Here's how you do it.
Well,
you call her and you say, I'm getting in the shower. Now, I don't call anybody before I get in the shower. Not my wife, not my mom, not whatever.
Hold on. I meant to say, when you call somebody, and really, now that we pulled the curtain back, when you call somebody, because Al doesn't like to stay on the phone. Al doesn't like to talk to anybody on the phone.
So when you start
the conversation.
Total strangers,
Frankie, help me out here. Yeah. When you start the conversation, if you don't want to stay on the phone long, you could say you're about to do something, which sets the tone.
This is a Larry David thing.
It sets the tone that you don't have a lot of time, because some people will not get off the phone.
And you know what? You know, when I get these people all the time, you know, that talk to me and keep me there forever. And you know what? Whenever I finally make the effort to call them back and I spend the 10 or the 15 minutes on the phone
20,
with them that I don't
30,
know, 20, whatever
hour,
it is, I feel like there should be money in the bank. Like, we should be covered for phone conversations for 6 months.
So much news. Stay with me on this.
And yet, I'm never covered, right? Because they call back 2 days later.
I now have to call this person back two days later. Joe, you didn't know this because I didn't tell you this before the show, but I called Frank yesterday something that he had sent me or whatever, and I called him. We were on the phone for how long, Frank?
I don't know.
Maybe 2 minutes?
Two and a half minutes.
Yeah. Short, sweet, to the point, boom.
I know. That's exactly what phone calls are meant to do.
But I don't tell people I'm getting in the shower.
Nobody wants to picture me getting in the shower. I go like this. I say, Al, just say, when you call somebody, to what I generally do is, I don't really do this because I will stay on the phone like Frank, but you say, look, I'm about to go into the shower.
I cannot wait for the next time you call me. Hold on.
So the fact that Al goes like this, why am I talking to her naked? I go, no, you don't have to actually step into the shower. He goes, why am I naked? I said, no, you're about to step in the shower in a couple minutes. I'm going to go in the shower. Not like that moment, that second, Albert. Or you got to say, look, I got to go. I'm picking up the kids. I'm going to get the kids. And that sets the precedent that you've got to get off the phone if you don't, you know?
I have one.
Picking
up the kids now because I only have one kid and he's home. Nobody's allowed to be out.
You're picking him up from his bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, you take him down to the kitchen. for a family
take
meeting.
Take it into the other room.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, cup the phone. Meeting. Honey, I'll be right there while you're on the phone. That's a good one. That's a good one.
The next time
honey,
Joe picks
honey,
up the phone
I'll be
and
right
calls
there.
Me.
I'll be right there.
I can't wait till the excuse when he calls me.
I'm jumping in the shower,
Joe. Listen, the water's running. Shh.
So I got to tell you, Frankie, too. I'm going to get to the news. Stay with
but
me.
But honestly,
sorry.
Al, there's no reason you shouldn't call Joe's friend. I mean, Joe does not ask for a lot.
What do you mean
there's no reason? You talk to her for a few minutes. What's the harm?
I don't understand what I'm supposed to tell her. You brought up an excellent point yesterday, Frank. Amazing point.
Shocking.
Shocking. She should talk to doctors.
Well,
doctors.
I agree.
But he can talk to so many doctors.
I agree. But
Joe, what am I going to tell her that's going to give her a miraculous
Joe told her you were going to call her, and it made
without even asking me first.
I know, because you're a buddy, and he feels like he can count on you. Little did he know he couldn't. There's nothing. You call and speak for a few minutes. You know, Joe told me you're having a tough time.
Step into the shower.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
no,
that.
You say, Joe told me you're having a tough time. You know, I went through something similar. I wanted to wish you the best of luck. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Just like that. You know, Frankie, I got to tell you, to your point about saying you don't show up unless you get paid for it. My friend Bo got up. He goes, Joe, come on, we'll go have a drink. We'll go. I said, Bo, I can't. I don't have time to have a drink. I don't have time to. This was before all the quarantine.
Right. I hope so.
We'll have a cigar. I said, if I go out and I take time away from my children, and this is why I don't have a relationship, by the way. I say I want to be paid for it. He never let me forget that. He goes like, "Come on, we'll have a drink. We'll put the clock on. We'll pay you how much an hour do you want?" But I agree with you, Frankie. If you're going to spend that time like a work thing, you want to be compensated.
Well, when I use the term money in the bank, I don't mean that I need to be paid for the phone call. I mean I should get credit.
No, I don't.
Seriously. I mean, I should get credit for not having to talk to that person again for a while.
So, Frank, why don't you call Joe's ex?
Well, because I never had cancer.
He didn't go through what you went through.
Knock on wood.
She didn't go through what you went through.
But I'll tell you what, if I had cancer, I would be happy to talk to David Hasselhoff's ex-wife. I'm happy to talk to David Hasselhoff's wife no matter what.
We don't know. I don't know what she has, what she doesn't have. I just said she went through the COVID-19. It was very tough. I said Al went through some tough stuff.
You know what? I have to reveal. I should reveal this now.
This should be a cautionary tale. But nobody should ever reveal any sort of illness to Joe or anybody on this show ever,
please.
Lest it be revealed to tens of thousands of listeners.
Don't tell me anything. Don't tell me anything during this hour. Look, it's past the intimate hour. I'm still talking about it. I'm crying out loud. Oh, my Lord. Hey, thank God Gordon Chang's on the show.
Oh, man.
Credibility back to the program.
Back to China.
It's a good thing Kim Jong-un never told you what he was dealing with.
Al, you call Kim Jong-un? He needs your help.
Sure,
right. Kim. Kim. Al Gaturo? Who's Al Gaturo? Al Gaturo.
How's that train?
The angry man on the radio? He's so angry all the time. I need him in North Korea. I need him in North Korea. Give me Al Gaturo! He's angry man, angry American.
Joe,
I won't leave.
He can say to him, look, I hear you're a vegetable. I once had a vegetable.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Your last words, Kim Jong-un, get me Al Gaturo. I want angry American.
Okay.
All right. I think we can probably go off the air now, Frank.
I don't do this kind of work. I'm ready.
Oh, man. Joe on the radio, Gordon Chang, thank God, will be with us. And Gordon is the foremost Asia expert. What's happening with Kim Jong-un? By the way, Gordon Chang, I have to give such credit to, because he's the guy that really alerted me to China, the danger of China, with Peter Navarro, of course. And thank God Peter Navarro is down in the administration in Washington, in the White House. And Gordon Chang, the president will call Gordon Chang, and thank God they are there. I want to see what we should do with China. Do you get reparations? Hey, Elias Huzamuddin is with us, the president of the New York City Correction Officers Benevolent Association. Joe Borelli's with us. Daniel Turner is with us. Dr. Alan Kadish, backed by popular demand. I know you love Alan. We brought Alan kind enough to come back to answer your question. Arthur Idala on the show. Look at this. So it's nonstop action right here on AM 970, The Answer, 877-970-2999. And Chris Einwechter, look at this. Pastor retired, 26th veteran from the New Jersey State Police, author of the book, Worry Less, Pray More. Hey, amen to that. Pastor, thanks so much. And Debbie's out there looking out for you. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock right now. And let me apologize. There's a caveat. And if I've offended anybody, I'm apologizing up front, okay? So we don't have to worry about anything. If we say something that offends you, we're sorry. And we really are just having fun. Okay, there you go. 20 after 7. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
And thanks for that idea about saying, oh, I'm just getting in the shower. I only have 2 seconds to talk. I like that, Joe. Thank you. Thanks for that little tip there. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. Good morning, everybody. The sawmill northbound at Bedford Road getting into Pleasantville. Watch out. A tractor trailer went into the overpass. There's heavy damage to the trailer, and we have emergency activity at the scene. Again, thank you to all of our emergency responders going to the accident scenes. We really appreciate all that you do during this pandemic. Let's go down to the Deegan. Deegan southbound, slowing down at the Cross Bronx. It's some ongoing construction. It's going to be out there until May 15th. Just want to warn you about that. Also, the eastbound side of the BQE, still pretty solid, getting up toward the Battery Tunnel and out toward the Brooklyn Bridge. LIE westbound at 112, a disabled vehicle heading through that stretch. Morris and Essex line of New Jersey Transit back on or close to schedule. That MTA Essential Subway plan remains in place. And taking a ride right now over to 9W, getting up through Tenafly. We're getting reports of an accident over by Hillside Avenue, so steer clear of that one as well. New Jersey Turnpike truck lanes construction 8A up through 14 until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Partly cloudy today, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Confused about Corona? Then listen to Pandemic 2020 for news and updates. Got a question? Submit it online at am970theanswer.com or call 877-970-2999 during the program and talk to the experts. It's Pandemic 2020, weekday mornings at 9 as part of the Joe Piscopo Show on AM970 The Answer. Sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Starbucks is planning to reopen some stores next week and wants to operate 90% of its U.S. locations by June. Nation's Restaurant News says 30 Starbucks locations will start the reopening process with no seating inside. Chief Operating Officer Rosalind Brewer says the company will monitor what happens before it opens other stores for curbside pickup, delivery, and in-store pickup. About half of Starbucks locations closed because of the coronavirus. CEO Kevin Johnson says Starbucks is well adapted with digital ordering experience to expand its service. British Airways is cutting up to 12,000 jobs. Its parent company, Consolidated Airlines Group, IAG, is predicting the airline's recovery from the virus will take several years. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
The latest Gallup poll shows support for President Trump is falling. But can you really believe the polls? Now Newsmax is conducting an urgent national poll asking Americans if you approve of President Trump's handling of the crisis. It's easy to vote in Newsmax's poll. Just text the word virus to 39747. That's 39747. Your opinion counts, and Newsmax will share the results with Congress and the media. So text virus to 39747 and vote now. That's 39747.
Source Farmhouse Brewery presents the Source First Annual Home Brewer Competition. We're in an interesting time. We're stuck at home. Why not brew your own beer and, better yet, enter it to win a huge contest? 32 beers will compete head-to-head in a blind taste test competition for 4 weekends in a row. The championship round will be broadcast live August 2nd from Source Farmhouse Brewery. The winner will receive a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to work with the Source Brewers to scale up and brew their home brew on the pro level. They'll go through the process from A to Z, brewing, cellaring, packaging. You'll get to work with the branding and marketing team at Source on naming, label design, and all things release and launch related. You'll also receive the first inaugural Source Home Brewer Cup trophy, a swag pack, and a $200 Source gift card. Head to am970theanswer.com to enter and sign up for your chance to have your home brew professionally brewed at the one and only Source Farmhouse Brewery, am970theanswer.com.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-319-3687. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-319-3687. 800-319-3687. 800-319-3687.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
That. Gordon Chang standing by. I want to tell you about Mike Lindell. If you call 800-651-0798, you can get one, buy one, get one free pricing and anything at MyPillow.com. You got to go to the radio listener specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AM970. I love Mike. Mike is a great patriot, and he got those masks for the Trinitas Medical Center. You see how Mike's a big guy, nationally advertising all over the place, comes on the station, offers you this because he loves you on AM970, The Answer, listening, right? Because you buy the MyPillow product, now he's giving you buy one, get one free. You go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code AM970, buy one, get one free on everything, the Giza sheets, the MyPillow towels, everything. And then we needed masks at Trinitas Medical Center. Trinitas doing such a great job helping everybody during this COVID-19 mess, you know. Mike sent the masks over. I swear to goodness gracious, in a couple of weeks, those masks got right over to Trinitas because Mike stopped everything at MyPillow at his factories around the country, and he made masks and he sent them. The first masks he sent out went to Trinitas. We appreciate Mike. He's a great American. And by the way, if you call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970 and you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he will give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. Pillows, sheets, duvets, more from MyPillow. 800-651-0798. 0798 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Dennis Prager coming up at 1 on AM970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. You can check out Gordon Chang on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. He is the foremost expert on everything Asia and a great true American and one of the smartest people we know, and always are privileged to have Mr. Chang on the show. Gordon, welcome back. I know how busy you are, my friend. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Joe. I'm privileged to be on your show.
Well, I tell you, I'm watching you, and you're doing the Skype feed to Fox and to every other network, and everybody goes to Gordon Chang, so we appreciate it. So we got to ask you, Gordon, is Kim Jong Un alive or dead? Do we know?
We don't know. I think he's alive, and there's some indications that suggest that he's in an eastern seacoast town, Wonsan, where he has a large compound. But, you know, Joe, the North Koreans are really good at messing with us, so we can't say anything for sure. But I do think that he is actually still breathing.
Well, and so as of now, the media outlets are reporting that he's in a vegetative state. Is that true, Gordon? Do we know?
I don't think he's in a vegetative state. I think he could be seriously injured from a missile accident on April 14th, or he could be just having coronavirus. But remember, you know, he has so many underlying conditions, Joe, so that coronavirus is like almost a near-fatal disease for him. He's got to be really concerned. And, of course, the main rumor is cardiac arrest. So, you know, take your pick. We're going to find out when we find out. But, you know, this is starting to get really interesting because he's disappeared for a very long time, and he's missed. He's been a no-show at couple important events, which means something is wrong.
Yeah, tell us about the missile test. You mean something might have got wrong? And this is speculation, by the way, if you're listening. Gordon Chang, I love this. Gordon, this is what I love about you, man. Like you did about the virus in, you know, in Wuhan. You know, you knew exactly. We get the formidable information from you. But the speculation that he got wounded during a missile test, how would that have played out, Gordon?
Yeah, the missile test was April 14th, and it went forward, which means that this would not have happened unless he were alive. But, Joe, on all but one or so of North Korea's missile tests, Kim Jong-un has released pictures showing him near the test site. And they didn't do it this time. As a matter of fact, they didn't release any pictures at all. So since people are speculating, you have to add this one to the mix because there is circumstantial evidence that supports it, which is not to say that it did happen, but it is to say that while we're talking about coronavirus, vegetative state, cardiac arrest, all the rest of it, we need to talk about the missile test as well.
Wow. And his sister will take over, Kim Yo-jong. Is she in play, or will some of these generals take over, Gordon? What are you thinking?
Well, there's got to be a Kim somewhere in the ruling group for legitimacy. They feel that they need to have a descendant of Kim Il-sung, the regime founder. So it could be Kim Yo-jong, Kim Jong-un's younger sister. She would be, I think, the leading candidate. But there's also an uncle who happens to be a son of Kim Il-sung, which means he's got a lot of legitimacy. His name is Kim Pyong-il. He was a diplomat. He was shunted off to the side for about three or four decades in Eastern Europe. But he's now back in Pyongyang. And so, you know, he's also a contender, which means these two Kims might fight it out. They could just duke it out.
This is like the Godfather, man. You know what? But it's got to be a family member, I guess, that takes the reign, correct?
Well, yeah, at least as a figurehead. And you know, it's like the Godfather, Joe. You're right about that. But it's the Godfather with nukes.
Don Corleone with nukes. Now that is scary, Gordon. Oh my gosh. Hey, Gordon. Do you think that the U.S. intel does U.S. intel go in and try to? And you and I chatted briefly. We touched on this a while ago, Gordon Chang. That the intel wants to work with somebody, and if Kim Jong-un is out, maybe there's somebody within the regime. Does the intel press that? Is there anything going on at the CIA that you're feeling, Gordon? Because you have a great instinct for this.
Yeah, the CIA probably is on the outside looking in. The people who might know are Chinese intelligence, Chinese generals, also South Korea's National Intelligence Service. But and by the way, both Beijing and Seoul are saying that he's alive and well. But they have a political motivation to say that. And especially Seoul has been really determined to put out that narrative, so much so that you got to worry that maybe they are pressing a little bit too hard. But, you know, we're pretty much in the dark. As they say, North Korea is the hardest of hard targets in the intelligence community. And we don't really have very many assets in North Korea.
Interesting. What's the best case scenario for us, North Korea-wise, Gordon Chang?
That North Korea becomes a democracy and decides to kick China out.
Wow. My goodness gracious. But China's got it. Yeah, I know. But that would be, I don't know, because China, you know, is playing. By the way, at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter, I got to ask you about China. What's going on? You're still convinced, now just to reiterate, Gordon, before we let you go, sir, if we may, that the virus was developed, probably man-made in an experiment at the Wuhan Virology Lab, and then it by accident got out, and then they allowed people to the tune of 5 million to leave out of Wuhan during the Chinese New Year, the Lunar New Year, wherever it was, and that's how it spread around. We're still sticking to those facts. You're pretty sure of all of that. Yes, Gordon?
This is my sense of it. It was a coronavirus stored at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. It accidentally got out, but China deliberately spread it outside of China. I think that Xi Jinping, having seen what the coronavirus did to cripple his own country, I think that he decided to level the playing field by spreading it elsewhere. You know, we don't know what's in his mind, Joe, but if that is indeed what he wanted, he would have done exactly what, in fact, he did, which means this might be an accidental release, whatever, we don't know. But the point is, the thing is that China actually spread this around. It wanted people to get this disease. That means this was an attack on all of humanity. China must pay.
Gordon, just to reiterate, I'm telling you, so you think intentionally Xi let this go out when they knew it was going to, because you, I think you made it, and I know you were on Tucker, and I think you made the point that it never got to Beijing because they didn't let flights go from Wuhan to Beijing, yet they let those flights go all around the world. You think that this was a concerted effort to, and I know what we're saying, this is a dramatic statement that Xi let this go out to the rest of the world intentionally.
Yeah, he intentionally did it because, remember, he tried to convince the world for about 5.5-6 weeks this was not human-to-human transmissible when China knew that it was. At the same time, they pressured countries not to impose travel restrictions on arrivals from China. You put those two things together, there's only one conclusion that pops out, and that is this was a deliberate spread out of China.
Well, those are powerful words. So, indeed, there should be reparations, Gordon Chang.
Yes, you know, we need to do this, Joe, because we need to deter China from deliberately spreading the next disease. This is not the last disease that's going to come out of China. If China gets away with it this time, they could do it again.
Gordon, you are so on top of all of this, and we so appreciate you taking the time to join us. By the way, on Twitter, you got to follow Gordon because he's very active on Twitter, and you'll get most of the information that is true that only Gordon finds out, and that is at Gordon G. Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. Gordon, to your wife and to you, we appreciate it. Thanks for making Jersey proud, by the way, Gordon Chang. I'm just saying, buddy, you know? And we appreciate you always jumping on the air with us, and let's do it soon, okay?
Oh, well, thank you so much, Joe, and stay safe and healthy.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Gordon. God bless. Gordon Chang right there. Oof, that powerful words from Mr. Chang, and he's the man. He's the foremost expert on everything North Korea, everything China. 735 with Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. Al's got the headline news right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
49 degrees at 7:36. I'm Al Gattullo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio is changing the way grades are handed out to the city's over 1 million students amid the pandemic. He says distance learning has been hard for many kids, so students in kindergarten to the 8th grade will receive either meeting standards or needs improvement grades on their spring report cards. City high school students will still receive letter grades, but the mayor is offering students who anticipate a bad grade a chance to take the class as a pass-fail. In addition, de Blasio says high school seniors who are hoping for an in-person graduation this spring will instead have a chance to take part in a citywide virtual ceremony with big-name guests. Governor Murphy says he doesn't know when New Jersey will be able to start the road back to reopening, but thinks it's a number of weeks. Earlier in the week, Murphy outlined a 6-point roadmap for what has to happen to start peeling back some of the coronavirus restrictions. Part of that map includes doubling testing capacity and having a robust contact tracing plan when there is a sustained reduction of coronavirus cases. Murphy hopes to have some semi-balance of normal on the Jersey Shore this summer, saying he thinks there's still a shot at Memorial Day. In sports, Yankee legend Derek Jeter's induction into the National Baseball Hall of Fame likely to be put on hold. The Post reports the Hall of Fame expected to announce this Friday that this year's ceremony in Cooperstown, scheduled for July 26th, will be pushed back to 2021 due to the coronavirus. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered rules in effect. The eastbound belt at Cross Bay Boulevard, they're just cleaning up an accident there. Also, the LIE heading east at the Grand Central, a stalled vehicle being cleaned up. Westbound LIE at Utopia Parkway, that's another stalled vehicle to contend with. And let's see what's happening. Eastbound BQE, still pretty busy getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. On the Deegan South at the Cross Bronx, it's a disabled truck. It's in the center lane, so steer clear of that here. On the Deegan South, right at the Cross Bronx. If you're taking a ride to the New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lanes are blocked as you head from 8A up through 14 for construction until 1 o'clock this afternoon. And also over in Newark on Mount Prospect Avenue, some ongoing construction getting out toward the area of 2nd Avenue. Partly cloudy, misty today, high in the 50s, rain expected for tomorrow. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. You have got to build up your immune system. You can do it with Balance of Nature. This is me talking. You know, I'm telling you, I'm so proud to tell you about something that I think will do wonders for you. This is not a clinical claim, you know, no clinical study. I'm just telling you what works for me, what works for Frank, what works for Al and Debbie is Balance of Nature. Fruits and vegetables. in capsule form. That's all it is. I tell you that every single morning. 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. It really is, and this is my own opinion, a holistic way, you know, to healing. Because that's what I like to believe in. I don't like to, I'll take, I got to take the medicine. You know me, I'm a hypochondriac. I'm going to take, you got something that I could take care of. I got, God forbid, got a disease, I'll take the medicine. But just to, as a preventative and to keep your immune system strong, I take Balance of Nature because it's all natural. It's as holistic as you can get. And it fights the free radicals that we deal with every day, not just the virus, all the stuff that's in the air, right? And now Balance of Nature will give you access to your own health coach at no additional charge. This is a service from the Howard family because they want you to live a healthy life. You call your personal health coach, discuss any questions and concerns you have, and this is a tremendous service from the Howard family to your family. And then this, Balance of Nature offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. Start your journey to a better health today by calling 800-2468-751. It's 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
You know, Michael's of Brooklyn is one of the five best Italian restaurants in the nation. Well, they're open for takeout, curbside, or delivery. Check out the menu at michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Prepared foods are also available at Michael's Pastry Shop. And don't forget their delicious, authentic sauce available online and in stores. You can still have quality Italian food during this difficult time. Call 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Let me tell you about the Atlantis Yacht. If you're looking to wow your corporate guests, clients, or employees, plan an unforgettable event aboard the Atlantis. Beautiful skyline views, a gourmet food and bar menu, first-class entertainment. What's not to love? Your guests are going to be so impressed. I'm telling you from personal experience. It's a top-notch experience. The Atlantis is the yacht we take out every single year for our big client cruise event. Go ahead and start planning your standout event today. Whether it's a corporate event, wedding, engagement party, retirement party, an anniversary celebration, impress your guests with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis. Why wait? Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. Mention AM 970 The Answer for a free menu upgrade. 212-633-1231 or visit newyorkcruises.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo, mornings 6 to 10 on am970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Good morning. 7:42. What are you kidding? You're not going anywhere, right? You hanging? Are you hanging at the house? Hopefully you are listening on Alexa, listening on your smartphone or on your computer. We appreciate it. If you're in the car, we love that. Like the old days where you would actually get out and run around. But I wanted to bring to the airwaves Elias Huzamadin. He's president of the New York City Correction Officers Benevolent Association, doing a great job, and he's got a lot to talk about. So we open up the airwaves right now to Elias. Elias, welcome back to the show, man. How you making it through all this mess here?
We're fighting, Joe. How you doing, man? Thanks for having us back.
Good. You know, it's good. We're tired of it, man. And we're tired of it, and we're tired. Yeah. I'm telling you what, we appreciate the politicians. We can't imagine how tough it is. But when we hear folks like yourself and you hear your correction officers and what they're going through, and then they're releasing prisoners on the street, I mean, a regular public doesn't understand this. Give us your take. We saw the mayor end this policy of having correction officers work for 24 hours straight, for example, right? Why were your members working 24 hours straight to begin with? This is what the public wants to know, Elias, you know?
Well, I think the mayor actually answered the question for the public in his he said that it was dumb managerial mistakes, which basically is him saying that his commissioner made dumb managerial mistakes, which we have to agree with. The fight for correction officers, the fight to slow down the spread of COVID-19 inside the jail became just that, Joe. I mean, we had to file lawsuits to force the Department of Corrections to provide us with masks and gloves and hand sanitizers. We had to go to court and have a judge force them to give us testing sites. We fought for a testing site on Rikers. And it's not even just COBA in this case. We actually we're involved with the other two correction unions, the Correction Captains Association, the Assistant Deputy Warden Association. And honestly, Joe, you know, no group of correction officers should have to sue their employer to protect them. When we every day, unlike anyone else, probably with the exception of the nurses, we're the only ones who can't work from home. We have to be at work, and we have to be inside with people who are confirmed with the COVID-19, which includes inmates, civilians, and correction officers. So it's been an uphill battle in dealing with the Department of Corrections. And, you know, for instance, Joe, real quick, we asked the commissioner to establish a task force way in the beginning when this thing started. And her answer to us in writing was that she didn't have the resources or the staffing to establish a task force. When the NYPD commissioner established a task force, the mayor established a task force, the governor established a task force, the president of the United States established a task force, and this commissioner said she didn't have the resources, which couldn't be further. Nothing could be further from the truth. So it's been an uphill battle. And now, you know, we have them providing us with the PPEs, but we had to go to court. Now we're in court to stop them from forcing correction officers to work triples because of a lack of planning and bad management, managerial mistakes or decisions, or dumb managerial mistakes and decisions.
Yeah, well, and a shout out to the mayor for at least admitting that he was wrong. That's pretty much the closest thing we've seen to an apology from the mayor, correct?
It really is. I mean, you know, he actually apologized to correction officers. And so far, it appears that, you know, it's been holding up. So because we shouldn't have to work triples and doubles. If the commissioner would have listened to us and got in the front of this thing, then I believe we would have been able to slow the spread, as opposed to having six correction officers, one correction captain, and two civilians who died from COVID-19, opposed to having close to 800 correction officers who are confirmed with COVID-19, as opposed to, you know, I believe that we could have done a better job. She could have done a better job. The city could have done a better job. The last time I was on with you, we were having a fight with them to actually suspend the visits. We had to fight them to suspend the visits. We had to fight them to restrict everything that was going on in the jail. It's been a constant fight with them, and we're hoping moving forward that this is not something that we're going to have to deal with.
Yeah, but you're doing a great job sticking up for your men and women in the Correction Officers Benevolent Association there, Elias. I appreciate that. Hey, give us a situation with respect to the virus in city jails right now, Elias.
Well, see, the thing that most of the public don't understand is this COVID-19 did not stop inmates from assaulting correction officers, did not stop inmates from spitting and throwing urine and feces, did not stop inmates from fighting each other. So on top of what we do on a day-to-day basis, we also now have to deal with the COVID-19 and fight for ways to protect ourselves and not to take this thing home to our family. So inmates are still, you know, still being violent. Inmates are still doing, and don't get me wrong, Joe, it's not all of them. And, you know, currently we have a population of about 4,000 inmates. And right now, again, like I said on previous shows, the Department of Corrections have the ability to change the inmate to officer, officer to inmate ratio. If we only have 4,000, we have now enough correction officers where we can change the ratio. But we're still at one correction officer for every 50 inmates. We're still, you know, we're still in a situation where the department haven't moved forward, although it had the resources. For instance, when the commissioner says she didn't have the resources, we actually have a disaster relief team that we send to other states and other countries when other states have disasters. So how could we not have a situation where we don't have the ability to help ourselves when we're experiencing a disaster? So, you know, hopefully the commissioner, now that she's had her boss, say that she's made dumb managerial mistakes and decisions, hopefully she can now step up, step forward, or step off, you know, and let us have someone who's actually going to be in the thick of it with us. But I will tell you one thing, Joe, that I was very proud of, that correction officers was very proud of. Sunday, the Empire State Building lit up for the Boulders, lit up for correction officers with the with our colors, with the orange and the blue, and it really made us proud. It really made us happy to know that somebody is out there, because as you listen, Joe, you never hear public officials coming on and thanking correction officers. They thank everybody. They thank the nurses. They thank the cops. They thank the EMS. But you never hear anybody come out and say, we want to thank the first responders, call New York City correction officers or the Boulders. And this Sunday, for the first time in my history as a correction officer, we actually received some acknowledgement, and it went over really, really well. For my members, we were very proud and we were very happy to see that. And we need to hear and see more of that, people right. acknowledging the fact that we're here.
Yeah, that's why we have you on the air, Elias. I hear you loud and clear. Elias Huzamuddin, president of the New York City Correction Officers Benevolent Association, fighting the fight, man. And you're welcome here anytime, my friend. God bless, Godspeed. Be careful. Our hearts out to those lives lost in the association, Elias. And thanks for, you know, being the great New Yorker that you are, sir.
I really appreciate it. And to all New York City Correction Officers, let's just keep up the good work and keeping the public safe.
Indeed. Thank you. Elias Huzamuddin right there. Piscopo in the morning, 751. Here's Big Al with the headline news. I'm going to Al. I'm going to Debbie right now. Of course, there's Debbie out there. Hiya,
Hi.
Debbie. I didn't
Hi.
Hear the music. I thought Al was going to jump
there
in there. How are you doing? Now you're home now. You're home and doing the traffic. And everything.
Yep.
There it is.
Got
there
my
it
little,
is.
I mean, my
Joe Lumberg's calling. Joe Lumberg calling from home. What's kind of a homey feel to it, right? We love
yeah.
that.
Yeah, you know, but we'll still get the job done, right? Either way, right, Joe?
You're always great, Deb, and always great hearing your voice. There's Debbie Duhame. She's got traffic right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe, and for our essential workers out here on the roads. And again, thank you to all of you, especially the corrections officers, as we just heard. Thank you for the job you're doing to keep us all safe during this tough time. Let's go out to the Belt Parkway, Joe, westbound across Bay Boulevard. A car flipped over there, so emergency activity getting to the scene of this one. It's a westbound belt right at Cross Bay Boulevard. Again, a car flipped right over. Now, if you're going to be heading over to the westbound belt out by Erskine Street, it's another accident waiting for you over there as well. We're still seeing some exiting volume. Garden State Parkway 116 into the PNC Bank Art Center for the coronavirus testing site over there. And taking a spin over to the Bronx River Parkway northbound, right at the Sprain, getting up through Yonkers. They're doing some ongoing construction. 84 West Exit 10 in Newtown, construction there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Confused about corona? Then listen to Pandemic 2020 for news and updates. Got a question? Submit it online at am970theanswer.com or call 877-970-2999 during the program and talk to the experts. It's Pandemic 2020, weekday mornings at 9 as part of the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer. Sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself.
You check things all the time. Like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores, the score used by 90% of top lenders for free, even if you're not a customer. Checking your score won't hurt your credit, and you can check each month for changes always for free. The Discover Credit Scorecard, free for everyone. Learn more at discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
If you're in pain, you want out of pain. Of course you do. But guess what? People you know and love would like to see you out of pain, too. Larry Elder here. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, tell me whole families can be helped when one of the family gets out of pain. Back to having fun together, walking, hiking, traveling. Or here's one, sleeping through the night without waking up your mate. Everyone wins when you get out of pain, which is exactly why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start. About a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain. And after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, and even everyday living can create pain. But don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your friends and your family. They miss the old you. LOL. The 3-week quick start at relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing, and Salem Surround can help. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and learn how to get your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. It's time to say happy 20th birthday to Trinitas Regional Medical Center. It's been 20 years since Elizabeth General Medical Center and St. Elizabeth Hospital got together and formed Trinitas. And since then, Trinitas has established 12 centers of excellence, including the Comprehensive Cancer Center, the Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Center, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center, Cardiology, Renal, Maternity, Behavioral Health, and more. In fact, Trinitas has also grown to offer care in every county in New Jersey. Trinitas Palliative Care Program received advanced certification from the Joint Commission, and their stroke and joint replacement programs received gold-level certification. You've heard me talk about Trinitas Center for Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Medicine. Well, they're now at an amazing 95% heal rate for problem wounds. This amazing medical center just gets better and better. To find out more, visit TrinitasRMC.org. That's TrinitasRMC.org.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe Lumberg is out there. 756. Joey, how you doing?
I'm doing good today. A little sore, a little tired, but good today. Good today.
How many miles? Come on. 200 yesterday? Come on. 200, you said, huh?
69, almost 70 yesterday.
Oh, my Lord. But you know what? I got out yesterday, and I did the bike myself.
Yes.
You know, inspired it. And then I went back. And I can feel now. I'm getting less and less. I don't feel it because now I got to, I guess, extend it. So the 5 miles is going to have to turn into 10 miles. Oh, Lord, Joe, you're killing me.
You know, add a couple miles. You know, maybe go 7 miles. You know, just do a little bit. Just add little increments. Just be consistent at it. That's what I like to do. That's what I tell everybody.
You're
just
right.
Be
but
consistent.
Yeah, and it clears your head. You're listening, and you're cooped up. You got to get out a little bit. Joe, before we break, man, what are we doing? Rain for most of the day and cold tomorrow, yes?
Yeah, tomorrow's a wet day, and really tomorrow night. Today, clouds. There might be a shower this afternoon, but no big deal. Temperature is mid-50s. Tomorrow, some rain, and gets windy, about 61. That rain will be heaviest tomorrow night, could lead to flooding across the area, and then it tapers to showers Friday with highs in mid-60s. We get some sun this weekend.
All right, Joe. Well done. Thanks for calling in. I love it. Everybody's calling in, doing it from home just to get us on the air. We love that. Joe Lumberg right there. Joe Borelli's joining us next hour. We love Joe Minardi, whip of the New York City Council. Daniel Turner, he is the executive director of Power of the Future. Alan Kadish, back by popular demand, 9 o'clock. Any question that you have regarding this COVID-19, Dr. Kadish can answer you. Arthur Idala. 9 o'clock hour. And Chris Einwechter, pastor, retired, 26 veteran from the New Jersey State Police. Joe Piscopo on the radio, and we are coming right back at
you. News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970.
The Answer.
49 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. An MTA bus driver is being questioned by cops after he hit and killed a bicyclist in Brooklyn Tuesday afternoon. The 67-year-old victim was hit on Rogers Avenue around 4:30 p.m. Police say moments before the crash, he could be seen pedaling in the middle of the street. The bus driver who hit him was not in a bus lane. No arrests have been made. More than a dozen passengers who were on the bus at the time of the crash were not hurt. U.S. crude oil prices surging as inventories rise less than expected. West Texas Intermediate crude up $1.75 a barrel, more than 14% to $14.09. International benchmark Brent crude is up 74 cents to $21.20 a barrel. The American Petroleum Institute reported Tuesday that crude inventories in this country rose by 10 million barrels last week, substantially less than the 10.6 million barrel build analysts had forecast. With the current pandemic, police in New Jersey making sure their residents get a piece of the pie. On Saturday, officers in West Hampton threw a social distancing pizza party for the town, delivered 275 pizzas from three different restaurants. In a conversation with CNN, Police Chief Stephen Ent said they just wanted to bring a smile to people's faces during the stay-at-home order. And the Port Authority now limiting access to Kennedy, Newark, and LaGuardia airports to just ticketed passengers and workers to help stop the spread of coronavirus. Port Authority says the temporary measure has been put in place to help with social distancing inside the terminal and ticket areas. The policy will be in place until the virus is under control.